Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can get more tips, strategies, and free downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. I want to thank everybody that's left me a iTunes review. It really helps publicize the show, get it out there. I think we've got 51 five-star reviews. And if you're getting value out of this show, I would really appreciate it. Just go down to the show notes, click on the big button, take you to iTunes, and only take you a couple of minutes, but I would really appreciate it. Today, I've got a great interview with Jill Nelson. And Jill is the founder of Ruby Receptionist. And you heard me talk about Ruby. They're one of the sponsors of our show. And if I'm going to take on a sponsor, I'm really going to make sure this company is vetted, that I can stand behind them and recommend them. When you spend a lot of money to get the phone to ring, and that prospect finally calls into your office, phone rings, that first touch with your company is really going to determine how you leave that first impression. Is it going to be a great first impression? If it is, you're basically teeing up the sale. It's going to be so much easier because they're relaxed. They have trust that's been built up. It really makes a difference. And this is the number one complaint that buyers of home services have, that contractors just don't answer the phone. You can't get hold of them. They've got questions. They want to know something. If that phone clicks over to answering service, or a voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. We know that 70% of callers that get put into voicemail don't leave a message. And generally, they're just going to go down the list until they find somebody, your competitor, that's going to pick up and answer the phone with a live person where they can get their questions answered and they can set appointments or do whatever they want. But they know if it goes into voicemail, you're probably not going to call them back anyway. I talk about how I work with a number of contractors. And one of the first things that I do, the first thing I do is go to Google and check out the reviews and see what their customers are saying about them. You can tell a lot about a business. The next thing I do is I call their office. And for the most part, I use them 90% of the time. It clicks over into voicemail. So one of the first things we talk about, we get them hooked up with Ruby, where they're answering the phone, and all of a sudden they realize, I'm getting more people calling in for leads. No, you're now capturing those inquiries that are coming in and converting them into leads. It makes a huge difference. Every one of these guys has been happy, has great things to say, so I always recommend them. And stick around to the end. I'll give out a link where you can go check it out and see if they're right for you. But let's get into our interview with Jill Nelson. Jill, thanks for coming on to the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, right back at you, Dave. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, first, I really want to thank you for supporting the Roofer Show podcast, because you, over the last few months, you've been supporting us, allows us to get the word out, get some great information out there to roofing contractors. So I want to thank you for that.
Well, you are very welcome, and we love supporting the show because we love our roofer customers. Some of our favorite customers are roofers.
Well, we've got quite a few, because I know a lot of my contractors have signed up for the service, and they've really been happy with it. So it seems to be working out for everybody.
That's wonderful to hear, and I'm excited to share more about Ruby today.
Well, let's get started. Let's get a little background about yourself, how you got involved with Ruby, because you are the founder of the company, and I'm curious on what the problem was in the marketplace that you saw and that needed to be solved, and really how you got into this. If you can give us that little background, please.
Absolutely. I myself was a receptionist back in the day. I was a receptionist for a business broker. And so when it came time to go out on my own, and I was just determined to be an entrepreneur myself, but the original idea that I wanted to, essentially the problem I wanted to solve, was to open a, what we would now call a co-working space, but back then it was executive suites, in the up-and-coming Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. I thought it was, you know, a great place where people would want to come to work, but the only problem, or actually two problems, I had no money and I had no business experience, so I couldn't find a landlord willing to build out an entire floor of Class A office space for me. So I started to think about, you know, well, what could I do with the resources I had? And the piece about the executive suites business that I was really attached to was the receptionist part of it, because I knew that small businesses, back then I just presumed that, of course, every small business would answer their phones with a real friendly person, but I knew how hard that was. And back then, the only solution was more like a traditional answering service. And I started noodling on the idea of, okay, well, if I was to provide that receptionist service without the space, how could I still be super helpful and get the right calls to the right people and answer questions that needed to be answered? And so I just started going from there. And so Ruby Receptionist was really started with a closed door of on the first idea. And I think I was really fortunate that that happened, because it turned out that people really, it was a really big pain point. Small businesses did want to take care of their customers and knew how important the phone was, but they were trying to serve their customers and, you know, and run their business. And so it was a big pain point, and sort of stumbled upon that.
Well, you say that people realize that it's a problem. And in my experience, I don't think they realize how important that first, it's really setting that first impression with the first touch they have with the company. And I know, I'll tell you about experience. This happened just last weekend, and I've talked about it on the show. Was I have a commercial property, and there was a leak in the building, and I don't have a plumber. So I go to Google, I start looking for plumbers. First guy I contact, answering, you know, a voicemail. Well, I'm not going to leave a message, because I know this guy is not going to call me back, right? And I want to talk to somebody because I've got a question whether they do commercial or residential. Otherwise, I don't want to waste my time. Call another guy, same thing. Get this voicemail with, you know, hi, this is Joe Bob. You know, leave me a message. This is like, really? This is definitely Chuck in a truck. So the third guy I get hold of, they actually have a professional. It was because this was a long weekend, it was a Saturday. They had a professional answering service that was able to answer questions, said, hey, do you do commercial work? They said, we sure do. Asked me a few questions, where it was, somewhat qualified the call. And then they said, I'll have somebody get back with you within the hour. And that's what I want to know, is that somebody's actually going to call me back. Well, sure enough, they did. I got a call back. I met them out at the property. Turned out to be a little more involved, turned out to be about $20,000 job that I just said, hey, you guys showed up, you left a great first impression with me, so I'm just going to give you the work. And here are these other two clowns that, you know, if the first guy had just answered the phone professionally, he would have gotten the work. And this is what I see so often. And it's, I don't know if companies realize, I just don't think they understand that how important that first impression, that first touch is, because it really sets the mood, don't you think?
I do, and I actually think we all have those experiences from a personal perspective of, we have a need, and that need has urgency, and it actually, there's a trust factor that we want to do business with someone who is going to do right by us and treat us kindly. And And oftentimes we're let down when we go looking for that, and we end up giving our business to the first person that answers that need. So, but I will say I wasn't fully aware of how important the friendly first impression was, how big of a differentiator was, because I actually assumed that, of course, everybody knew how important that was. And it wasn't until, and I just thought I was helping, you know, take an essential task off of small business owners' plates. That's how I first interpreted what we were doing. But what I learned was our customers actually told us, oh my gosh, we just want a new client. We just want a new job, because they said, you answered the phone and the receptionist was nice. And actually, I felt like that receptionist cared about me. And so you're getting the business. And we heard that over and over and over again. And it was sort of until we heard that enough that we realized that we were really about winning business for our customers through the personal connection. And that is how, a little known fact, we did not start out as Ruby Receptionists. We started out as WorkSource Inc. Again, a nod to helping small businesses do the essential tasks. But once we realized we really were about winning business through a friendly voice and a friendly person, the name was changed to Ruby Receptionists.
Particularly contractors, they spend all this money trying to attract a lead, trying to get the phone to ring, and then it finally rings and they don't answer it. It's like throwing that money in the trash, and it just boggles my mind. But I know that you're a little different than let's say my doctor's answering service, where you get some old crotchety lady and so forth, and you know, it's all scratchy and you know, it's just it's a terrible, terrible service. So yeah. Tell me how your service works, how it's different from the traditional answering service.
Yeah, I appreciate the question. And you know, you're so right about all the money to attract leads, and then the phone call, it's like, you know, you're on the 20-yard line. Are you going to get it across, you know, across the goal line, or fumble it, you know, on the 10? And that really is the, you know, that's the phone call for you. Something like 2 out of 3 mobile searches by people in, you know, buyer mode end in a phone call. And so really, that's your hot buyer. Something like 42% of all phone calls are actually buyers ready to buy. And statistics show that on average across all companies, 30% of phone calls end in a sale. So, you know, you really can't overemphasize the importance of how that phone call goes. And so with Ruby, the first thing, if you are using Ruby, most likely the only way you'll know that it's a service and not a traditional business is the trademark really friendly voice. We like to say we sound just like we're in your front office, whether it's the call quality or the ability to have information at our fingertips that a traditional answering service doesn't have, that we can actually ask the right questions, provide the right information to callers, and actually get the calls that perhaps are those hot new jobs that our customers really want. If it's a potential new roofing job, perhaps there's somebody in your office that doesn't want to be interrupted unless it's a new job. And then we can get those calls to that person. Or if you're a solo roofer and you're like, hey, I got to focus on my business, but I will stop for a new job. Well, then we know to, you know, essentially greet everybody with a friendly welcome. And if it is a potential new job, we can handle those calls exactly the way our customers would like them, whether it's transferring it to somebody, whether it's asking 5 questions, even some light calendaring. We actually work with Calendly right now to just get, you know, an estimate on the books. We can really take care of that the way a traditional service can't. So there's some functionality there. But at the end of the day, it really is truly our trademark friendly service that you just is unique to Ruby.
Well, let me break this down, because you said a number of things that...
Yeah.
First off is the call quality. Now, I noticed that it does sound seamless, and it's like your receptionist in your office is actually answering the phone. How does that work, and why can't my doctor's office see
that? Well, I think first off, you know, the technology that the service is using matters, and so we are really particular about not just our equipment. We use best in class equipment, but also our network. I don't want to get too geeky, but we really, you know, the best you can possibly buy. That's step number one. Step two is, how are you getting call? How is a business getting a call to Ruby can also really help the call quality. If you are a Ruby customer, one of the wonderful benefits of using Ruby is you can actually port your publish business number to us. It does a couple of things. It ensures that call quality that we're talking about, but it also saves you a phone bill. And it actually really turns our app into a complete telephony solution too that you can control with a touch of the screen. So many of our customers publish the phone numbers we give them, or they port their business number to us, and then that creates a seamless call quality or a high call quality. But with our service, you still have control. So you can still bypass the receptionist if you want to take calls yourself or turn them back over to Ruby.
So how does that work? A call comes in, and now I know you've got a screen. Is it a script that we come up with that you're going to answer, and you're able to answer some questions for us? How does that work? Do we work together to originally pull that script together?
Yeah, and we do have call instructions, and we like to shy away from the word script because we want to be real friendly humans, and we presume that we know new business is exciting or is something that we're there to be on that team, that we're on the customer acquisition team for the contractor, but we will follow sort of a decision tree of what to do with that. So every one of our contractor customers is a little bit different, and it's completely customized to your business. So when somebody calls, we absolutely give the precise custom greeting. However, that roofer, whichever business wants their phone to be answered, it's completely customized. And if there's a tricky name in there, we even have an audio whisper feature that whispers into a receptionist's ear exactly how to pronounce the company name correctly and that kind of thing, just in case. Sometimes it's tricky. So that's customized. And then from there, what would Mr. Roofer like us to do with that call? Do we would they like us to ask 5 different questions and collect an address and a phone number? Would they like us to just as quickly as possible find anybody in the office that's available to take that call and get that that job booked? It really is limitless. So while we're not working through scripts, we're absolutely customizing what we call the call handling. But it's sort of endless. We certainly also can be a great guide. We know what callers react to positively and what they find a negative experience. For example, we don't want to ask them too many questions before actually getting them to somebody to talk to. What gives a positive phone experience and what doesn't come across as such. And we love when we can work together with our customers to guide and, you know, set up the best.
And you can set appointments for us. Is that right? You mentioned Cannily, which is one I use, but, if we set up, you can see where there's, slots available for a salesman to go out and meet with a customer. Is that right?
Absolutely. And right now we're using Calendly exclusively. So that's the appointment setting option, but we are continually looking at other options. Ultimately, what we would like to do is integrate in whatever platform our customers are using to be right into their CRM operating.
So you can enter that in. You can enter that into their CRM directly and get that customer information in there. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
Not today, but we do. We do integrate with your device contacts and your device calendar. So you absolutely can just put people right into your contacts from your phone contacts. And if you're if you have chosen through the app to integrate with your contacts, we actually know already if the caller then is a somebody that you know, and we know then not to ask what the correct spelling is, and we automatically have the correct spelling, and we know to treat them more familiarly. And then if somebody's not in your contacts, we actually know, oh, this is a new caller and possibly a potential new job.
Got it. And now, I've looked at your app that you have, and I really like that because you're forwarding some numbers, perhaps, or some callers if you've got an emergency, for instance, mm-hmm. and those are the type of calls that I want to have. But otherwise, you're transcribing a message directly to their app, and they can look at it, return the call if they want. Put it on hold. Tell me how that app works.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. The app is like, that is the thing, especially for solos, but I'd say all of our customers, if you're out there in the field, the app is your front desk in your pocket, and it does so many cool things. So of course it allows you to see all of your messages and voicemails, and our voicemail transcription is just going live in the next week. So whatever the receptionist notes were taken, whatever voicemail was left, it's all right there in a handy message if we were to put somebody into voicemail. So that's step one. But it also allows you to communicate with our receptionist with literally one tap of the screen. So if you find yourself in a spot where you're like, you know what, if somebody calls that's important, I'm happy to take that call, you can make yourself available. And then once you're, you know, up on the roof with one touch, you can hold your calls, and we know to not try to bother you, and we'll just handle the call ourselves. You also can return calls right from the app. And one really cool feature with our app is that when you return calls from the app, you have the choice of showing your mobile phone caller ID, or it can still go out the cell network, but will publish only your business ID. And that way you can keep your cell phone private, but still have the flexibility of getting calls to your mobile phone and returning calls, even if you're not in the office. And that's been super, super popular. There's many other features of the mobile app. You can see, you know, all of your activity. You can forward different messages to different people to handle things. You can save new contacts. It's kind of, you can actually even turn our service on and off. So a day where you're saying, hey, I'm, you know, making a bunch of return phone calls, and I just rather receive calls directly today, I'll just bypass the receptionist. Or you can say, hey, I'll put the receptionist in backup mode, which means I'll take the call, but if nobody answers it in three rings, the receptionist has my back, and we'll handle those calls. So the mobile app really does allow you to have all the functionality and to be able to quickly communicate with our receptionist exactly what he or she needs to know to go about their day.
Well, I love this solo that you came out with, and I've been looking at that, and I've also recommended, you know, have a number of my contractors that I work with using it. And because the first thing that I do when contractor calls and wants to work with me is, first thing I always do is look at reviews. Okay. What are his customers saying about them? And then the second thing I do is I call and see what kind of first impression that I'm getting, basically. And as you say, most of these guys are, you know, just using their cell phone as their business, and it's their personal cell. So it's either going to their voicemail, and it sounds like it's going to their voicemail, and just kind of like a small guy. And if you're a small guy, you need to look like you're a large company and have a more professional company. And if you're, or maybe they answer the phone and they're scrambling around, you know, they're in between this driving, and it just sounds unprofessional. Or you're trying to close a deal and the phone keeps ringing. I mean, it's doesn't work. And so this is why I think the Solo is so great for the smaller contractor. Plus, mm-hmm. it's $149 a month, which is really a no-brainer to really sound more like a larger company, more professional company. So I love that service.
Thank you. Yeah, it is literally half the price of our small business service. And we just launched it a couple months ago. And we're super excited about it because it does that exactly the solo entrepreneur that you speak of, you know, the roofer that's, you know, that one person out there in the field who actually really enjoys talking directly to clients. But it is an all-in-one phone number that you can still use your cell phone. Those phone numbers will just direct right to your cell phone when you want to and when you can. But when you can't answer the phone or when you don't want to, the receptionist service is built in and you can turn us on and off or in backup mode. So it's an all-in-one phone service plus receptionist service that you have complete control over through the mobile app.
Okay, so we've covered the smaller contractor. Now, what about some of the larger contractors? What's the benefit from them using it? One is obviously the cost of not having to have a front office. Now, when I was contracting, we had a full-time receptionist, and 50% of the calls that were answered were from solicitors. That's the first thing. So half her time was taken up with that. Then the other problem that we had was the calls tend to come in bunches, right? You know, here you go without any calls. And at that point, you know, you're trying to get something else done. And then the interruption comes in, you get three calls at once, you're trying to juggle them. And that's not necessarily great service. And then lunchtime comes around. Okay. So somebody else is going to, you know, okay, I'm going to lunch. Somebody pick up the phone when it rings, you know, and there's 10 rings go by and nobody wants to do it. So that doesn't work. Now vacations come. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
You
know,
sick time and so forth. And this is where this service really helps out. I mean, we went to a auto attendant where you would call and, hey, thanks for coming. You know, if you need mm-hmm. this, you call this, dial 0, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's frustrating. And that's sure. what I like about this service, about the live person. And I think for any size contractor, it really works.
It does. Yes, we have customers of all sizes and in different ways, like you address. We like to say, you know, with Ruby, we're never sick, late. We never take a lunch. We never go on vacation. But yes, whether it's 10 calls coming in all at the same time, we're ready. We're ready for you. 99% of all of our phone calls are answered within 4 rings, and 100% of our calls are answered live. There's no calls when we are open, which is from the very early morning hours into the evening and on weekends. We are answering all calls live with our friendly voice. And something like 20% of our customers do use us as the backup to an in-house receptionist. So when the receptionist is busy with an in-person client, or when the receptionist goes on lunch or takes breaks, we can just, you know, generally phone systems can be programmed with just a push of the button, goes right to Ruby. But one thing that our receptionists can do that is more challenging to a traditional receptionist setting is we have the ability, it is as easy for us to transfer to people's mobile phones as it is for us to transfer to people's desk phones. So when you have a lot of people out in the field, sometimes the Ruby receptionist can do more with that call than an in-house receptionist can, depending on the technology that their business has. And then if the employees of the larger firm are using their mobile app, we can actually see in real time whomever the call is for can take the call or not. I don't want to get all too technical if that's, if you're following that, but we have really great flexibility to know even with a larger staff where calls go to, and we can stay on the line and make sure they're available to take the call. really free people up from moving about.
Right. So if you want to say somebody calls in, hey, is Joe there? You can see that they're available, and you can say, let me transfer this call to his office, and it's seamless. Is that what I'm hearing?
Provided they use our mobile app and have synced either their calendar or just manually or just, you know, updated their status with the one touch button. We know if they're available to take calls.
Right, right. Okay. Now, we're not talking about United Airlines where we're getting somebody from India here or whatever that, you know, we have, let's say, just perhaps a language problem or not. Your receptionists are all based in Portland, Oregon. Is that right?
That's right. I personally was the first one. And although I would say our receptionists today are much better than I ever was, but yes, we are all Portland, Oregon, and all of our, another neat thing about Ruby is our entire customer happiness department, which is the department that helps our clients make changes to their account or answer any questions they have, are all staffed by former Ruby receptionists. The whole organization is really hundreds of receptionists, you know, just have moved on to do the thing. But we have beautiful offices in Portland, Oregon. We all work together in three different buildings. We try to treat our employees the same way we ask them to treat our customers, because we really understand, you know, what it is they're doing for small businesses. And we know how important that job is, and want to make sure that they feel recognized for helping our customers grow. So,
well, I've seen you've won some awards along those lines where, you know, it's the best place to work in Portland and so forth.
And in fact, our most recent accolade was People Magazine, one of the top 50 companies in the U.S. of people, companies that care. And it's really for how we, the programs that we put in place to support our employees. And we're really proud of that. But we actually, you know, it's the secret sauce too. We hire people who love making a difference in other people's day, because that's what sets our service apart. So when you employ 500 people who love making other people's day, you end up with a pretty amazing company culture.
I really love this service. As I say, I believe in it because you're sponsoring the show, and if it was something that I haven't checked out and can't stand behind, I wouldn't I wouldn't be doing that. But to get more information, I suggest everybody just go to the website, because you've got a great video that explains the service. It's got the rates on there, very clean, very simple. It goes through the whole program, and also you've got where you can take a test drive. What's that about?
Yes. So if you would like to hear our real receptionist and hear how we sound the test drive, you just fill in a few pieces of information, your name and your company name, and instantly you'll be provided a phone number that you can then call, and we'll essentially have a mini account configured, and you'll hear exactly how the receptionist sounds. You can even ask to have a call transferred. Essentially, you can experience what Ruby would be like for your company without actually signing up. It's just a way to test it out. And it works for just a couple of hours, but you're welcome to have your friends and customers call in as well. And
well, I think that's a no-brainer. And not only for contractors, but for wholesalers that we deal with, because most of these wholesalers, you know, the phones are ringing along the desk, and it's kind of like whoever, you know, happens to be there and answers it in between dealing with customers. So it's a great service for them also, and may not be something they've thought of, but recommend that they check it out too. But let me give you the link to go to watch this video, do your test call, but that's callruby.com/roofershow. And you can see what they're all about, see if it's right for you. And we've also got a promo code that you can plug in there. And that's roofer50. And you just plug that in and they'll knock off $50 off your first service. So everybody check it out. It's worth a look. I really recommend it. And Jill, is there anything you'd like to add in there that I missed before we wrap up?
I would just like to thank you for having me on the show, and to all the listeners out there. I hope that you'll allow us to help you win new jobs and make the clients that you have love you even more.
Well, Jill, I really appreciate you coming on. It's great to talk to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dave.
Well, that's it for the show today. I want to thank you for listening. And also, I talk about how I'd love to get feedback on what you think of the show, the topics that we're covering, what you'd like to hear about, how I can help. And also, if you're particularly a smaller contractor, let's say doing zero to maybe $2 million a year, I'd like to talk with you and find out what's going on in your business, how I can help you, because I'm designing a course that is really going to help out those smaller contractors. And as I've mentioned, I'm mentoring a number of contractors that are smaller. One of them is just starting off, but I'm just really excited for these guys. I think I can really help them, and they're going to get out there and kick ass. So if you fit into that category, give me a call, drop me an email, and let's talk. And obviously, no charge, no sales, no nothing. I just want to get the information, and it really helps me out. I've had talked to some great contractors, and I think we've worked pretty well together. So give me a call. Otherwise, we will see you next week on The Roofer Show.